Last year, Massachusetts native Mavis Wanchuk won the largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. She won more than $780 million by the luck of the draw. But that's not how United States elections are supposed to work. Yet just a few months later in the state of Virginia, David Yancey was announced winner in the Virginia House of Delegates election. Also, by the luck of the draw. A single voter in either direction would have completely changed the balance of the state legislature, which was sitting at a 50-49 split. In an ideal world where every voter had cast a ballot, this wouldn't have been as large a problem to have to break a tie. Yet the problem lies in the fact that more than 60% of Virginians didn't go to the polls because they believed their vote just wouldn't matter. These sentiments are now increasingly common throughout the nation, and half the voting age population, more than 120 million people, feels as though their vote has no impact on our country, their state, or even their local community. It's a shame that the U.S. ranks 26th in the world for voter turnout when we were the ones who pioneered modern democracy and dare to say that we refuse the rule of a faraway government who ignores the needs of the people. Now, however, it seems the people are the ones who are ignoring the needs of the government. Voting. It's easy to feel as though a vote's impact won't be felt on the national scale, and with the Electoral College in place, it's an inevitable sentiment for voters in safe states, where the election seems decided before it even begins. But in local elections that actually play the largest roles in our daily lives, every last vote matters. Nationwide, an average of only 20% of voters cast ballots in mayoral elections. And in Texas, local election turnout was at an astoundingly low 11%. Yet last year alone in North Carolina, 69 elections were decided by one vote or less. Whether or not there will be a spike in property taxes, a change in school funding, or a rise in the minimum wage, all decided by a single vote. Too often, media coverage of the national government clouds the true impact of a city council, a school board, or a district attorney. The city council determines economic growth in a community. The school board educates the next generation of Americans. And the district attorney prosecutes criminals to keep our community safe. But only a small fraction of the population is choosing the people who are making these critical decisions. Our founding fathers based our nation on the principle of voter engagement in a participatory democracy. And just as it did in the nation's first election in 1789, each vote still makes an impact. My vote matters for me, my family, my children, my community, and the future I want to create. The only voice that will be heard in our democracy is the one that goes to the polls. Every year, with hundreds of races decided by only a few votes, my vote could be the one to change the course of an election. It's because of the sacrifices made by generations of patriots who fought against communism in Vietnam, Korea, the Persian Gulf, and all across the world to protect our democracy that our voice does matter. Previous generations witnessed this sacrifice and understood just how sacred voting is to preserving the union that motivated them to cast their ballots. Yet this generation has seen no uniting event to emphasize just how much voting does matter. What I worry about is a generation of impassioned tweeters but disconnected voters, because the median age of voters in elections is 57 years old. Opinions online don't create policy changes. Putting your phone away and going to a polling station does. Previously, society saw voting as the only way to have an opinion heard. Yet social media has created a false sense of making an impact without following through by casting a ballot. In the words of Robert Frost, thinking isn't agreeing or disagreeing. That's voting. It's time people cast a ballot like their lives depend on it, because they do.